Okay, so I'm often asked about how to get more book sales, and time and time and time again, I get a lot of frustrated authors and self-publishers out there that are wanting to know, like, hey, what gives? I'm not getting that many book sales. I did this, 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 and that. I did X, Y, and Z, but it still didn't work. Okay, so listen, I'm not going to blame you entirely, because I believe that there are some things that used to work that don't necessarily work so much any longer. So today's podcast, 41, it's oddly enough, we're going to be talking about Amazon KDP and the 5 myths about getting more book sales, so stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
Yep, it is episode 41 of the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. It's crazy to think. If you actually look at my backlog, you'll see hundreds upon hundreds of episodes. But those typically were episodes where I just scraped the MP3 for my YouTube videos and put it up there. So it didn't equate very much to podcasts. So 41 episodes of actual podcasts. And you can actually catch me when I do this live on Twitch the week before it launches. That's at twitch.tv/self-publish. And I actually get to interact with each and every single one of you. You get to see my mess ups. If I do any mess ups, usually I'll leave them on in here because it's good for a good laugh. But what's not laughable actually is this month's sponsor. They're actually pretty freaking cool. The name of the company is Codabee. And Codabee is an award-winning ebook creation platform to help you create ebooks easily and export them in multiple formats to upload to bookstores or even host on your own website. You can also turn your ebooks into standalone desktop or mobile apps. A free version is available to use for your projects. That's pretty cool. Codabee also provides custom services in case you need an ebook service done for you, such as illustrations, animations, special interactivity, and so much more. Get more details when you visit dalelinks.com/codabee. That's KOTOBEE. So dalelinks.com/codabee. Ah, yeah. I really am excited about this month's sponsor, and I've been talking to the folks over there, and they're just absolute stellar. I don't gush over too many services, but this is one of those ones that you're going to hear a lot more of me talking about in the very near future. But let's go ahead and shift gears into talking about these 5 myths about getting more book sales. I see so many of these authors that are they're clearly good authors. I have skim through some of their content. I'm like, okay, they're clearly doing some good stuff. But then I look at some other things and I'm like, okay, don't get me wrong. Today's not going to be one of those instances of me saying, okay, get a better book cover and get better ad copy. Okay, so let's just assume. Like, you're like, Dale, my book cover is awesome. My ad copy is on point. But it's still not getting any book sales. So what gives? So I think that there's a little bit of a mindset in place that's missing, I think, that a lot of people can probably use. But I'm going to go ahead and share with you 5 myths about getting more book sales, because some of these things actually did work back in, say, like 2015, but you come into, say, 2020, 5 years later, it's a different landscape, folks. It's much more competitive. The Amazon algorithm functions at a more sophisticated pace than what it used to. So we got to kind of temper our expectations with reality. And the reality of the situation is these 5 things just, oh man, it's just not as effective as it once was. And so let's start it out with number 1. Number 1 is organic sales. All right. You know, back in 2015, you would look for a trending topic. You know, so paleo was really big then, if I can recall, the paleo diets, and like everybody and their mother would get paleo put up, or apple cider vinegar, or coconut oil recipes, things like that. That was really good. You could go and create something. You can even get it ghostwritten by someone who was a marginal writer and still crush it. Now, I'm not saying that was right, but either way, people could do it, and they would make money hand and fist because they found the right niche and were able to publish in it. And organic sales happen really, really nicely. But folks, those days are gone, all right? You cannot expect to put your book up onto the marketplace, especially on Amazon.com, with millions of other books being published by the day and expect to get organic sales. Because in your mind, you're thinking to yourself, well, I published a book, so I should start making money. Wrong. Organic sales just don't happen. Now, is it possible that you'll get an organic sale here and there? Absolutely. But organic sales that are going to really help sustain your you know, your livelihood, to pay your bills, those pesky things that come in the mail. No, it's just not going to happen. Now, you're probably going to look over to the one unicorn that was like, oh, I seen so-and-so, and they said they never did any advertising. They didn't do any of this. All they did was they just put something up, and it did. That's great. That's awesome. But I think you got a better likelihood of being struck by lightning on a sunny day by pointing towards the sky. It's just not going to happen. All right, folks? So organic sales, stop trying to rely on organic sales. Here's going to be a little bit of a recurring theme. All right? You know what drives sales? Okay? It's getting out there and getting yourself known, getting it to where people know exactly who you are as an author, whether you're engaging people on social media, you got an email newsletter, you are going and doing media appearances, you're doing guest blog posts, you're doing all your own blog posts. One of the best ways to get more sales is to be more visible. Just remember that rule. More sales equals more visibility. More visibility equals more sales. So just remember that. Number two, the special niches. Oh, yeah. So I said before, paleo was a big thing. Yeah, and apple cider vinegar. I just remember some of these ones. Juicing was a huge one for a minute there, hot minute. Smoothies as well. And these special niches, you could kind of get into it, and it was like, oh, you'd find it. And it was just that right level of, say, high search volume and low competition. Now, there are some quite a few exceptions to this rule. Yeah, there are some niches, but again, these niches aren't going to guarantee that you're going to get organic sales again. So that means that, again, you've got to be more visible. So you need to have that ready-made audience, some people that are willing to consume your content before you can expect that niche to give back to you. So there really is no special niche. All right. You know what the niche that's going to work out for you? The one that you are most passionate about, the one that you can get behind and that you can really market and promote the heck out of until the wheels run off and you put those wheels back on, you keep running them again. All right. Number three, special keywords. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I had actually a special guest on my YouTube channel. His name is Jacob Rothenberg. And, you know, he's actually another content creator on YouTube who talks a little bit about self-publishing, and his thing is, his specialty is keywords. He knows quite a bit about keywords, and he really covered it, you know, quite a bit. You can always go over to YouTube and check, take a look at that video. Very informative, short. All that to say this, that, folks, there's no special keywords. There's no keywords that are going to sell your books. Keywords only aid in discoverability. And the only way to actually get those keywords to work for you is to become relevant for those keywords. What determines relevancy in a search engine algorithm is engagement. What are those engagement metrics? The engagement includes impressions. Now, this means that if for some reason you've got a specific keyword, someone searches it up, your book gets brought up, then that's awesome. That's an impression. But what's better than an impression is when someone clicks on that. So that means that a customer said, oh, okay, that seems right. They went ahead and clicked on it. That helps out with relevancy. You know what else helps out with relevancy even more? When they buy it. Now, there's other little metrics like reviews and comments on the reviews and shares and things like that, but let's just keep things simplistic. In order to actually get keywords to work for you and becoming more discoverable, you have to be more relevant, which means you need to sell more books in order for those keywords to actually be magical. So that really means that those keywords aren't as magical as anybody would make them out to be. So don't get all hung up on keywords thinking that's going to sell more books. It just gets you more discoverable, because if you're more discoverable, then hopefully people buy your books. But if you're discoverable and people don't buy the books, guess what? Those keywords are going to turn to garbage really quick, because you have been determined as not relevant to those keyword sets. And don't just expect to go and switch out those keywords and things to be magical, because it just won't. You're going to have to really build relevancy, and that means you got to be more visible. Being more visible equals more sales. All right. Number four, here we go. This one is going to be almost exactly like what I was saying when it comes to the niches and the keywords. Now I'm going very specific to categories. So some people will see specific browse paths on the Amazon KDP platform, and I've been covering this quite a bit on the weekends over on YouTube, and I share quite a bit of these categories and these browse paths. But the fact of the matter is, these categories aren't going to get you more book sales. It just gets you categorized in the right spot. It gets it to where you are being served up alongside the same books inside your given niche. It's kind of like the Dewey Decimal System is. You know, people can go to the library. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to check out your stinking book. You know, categories, yeah, it's good to get your book in the right category, but at the end of the day, will it sell more books? Meh, not really. I've actually had one back in the CreateSpace days. There was one book. I put it underneath non-classifiable, and it got me nearly $2,000 in a single month. Yeah, I don't try to flex when it comes to earnings and everything else, but this one having $2,000 in earnings, it was somewhere shy of that. That was nuts. And I put it underneath non-classifiable. So this kind of tells you how categories really doesn't make too much of a difference when it comes to actual sales, all right? So don't think that if you're going to get your magical niche or you find the magical browse path that all things are going to be well in the land of Amazon KDP book sales, because it just ain't gonna happen. Before we do get to that fifth myth I want to cover, and this one's the most strongest point because you're going to want to make sure you stick around to the end. I want to do a quick plug here for my YouTube live broadcast. We kind of briefly touched on that, and it will be every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Universal Time Coordinated -5. Join me at dalelinks.com/live, and there's usually a very, very fun good time. This past weekend, we actually had a very special guest on. I was super pumped to have him on there, and you want to go back and check a look at that, those of you that are listening to the podcast. And of course, if you want to see me recording the podcast a week in advance, literally as this podcast has shot out, I'm recording a new one as we speak. And that's at twitch.tv/self-publish every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can actually catch the replays on the videos on demand. I had a couple complaints. Some people were saying, Dale, it was just almost unwatchable. There was too much buffering. I have hopefully solved the issue. There was some issue of me putting up way too much data onto Twitch and it just wasn't processing it properly. So now I've kind of throttled it. So if you were holding off on going to see me on twitch.tv/self-publish, I would recommend you go over, take a look at that every Monday at 12 p.m. Alrighty, so we've got that final myth. We went through organic sales, special niches, specific keywords, specific categories. Okay, all those things are myths, okay? They're not going to sell more books. Again, I said more visibility equals more sales. So obviously the final myth is a given. I think some of you can guess this one right now. Market once and get done. All right, let me say that again because that sounded really bad. Market once and then you're done. I see some people that are just like, they go out there and they do this big blast. They're like, okay, I just did a killer book launch. I got 300 downloads in the last week. That's awesome. Okay, guess what? Your work just started. Just because you'd launched your book doesn't mean that it's going to continue to keep going, because then we start to go back to myth number one of organic sales. We're thinking, well, just because I drove a lot of sales over here, I should be able to get, you know, I've tripped the algorithm to where Amazon will start to send me more traffic and sell more books organically. Wrong. Marketing and promotion for each and every single one of your assets is a never-ending task. I know, take a deep breath. You may want to pop a Valium and relax, because if you're in this for the long haul, be prepared to market and promote for the long haul. I can say from personal experience that the last fitness book I published somewhere late 2016, all right, the last one that I did, I really didn't market and promote it that much going into 2017. 2018, it stopped altogether. 2019, it was dead in the water. I have a few ads running here and there, but that hardly counts worth anything. And I'll get into, of course, reviving a dying brand in a future podcast, and I'll talk about how I'll be pivoting the brand from fitness over to self-publishing. All that to say this, that I'm realistic in understanding that in order for me to get those books to where they're selling again at a very good and profitable level, I'm going to have to get out there and market and promote. I'm going to have to go to podcasts. I'm going to have to do guest blog posts. I'm going to have to go to conferences. I'm going to have to do networking. I'm going to have to get out and actually market and promote on a regular basis, because Amazon's not going to do for you. All right. This is your business. Don't allow other people to drive your business. You should be in charge of it. So I've said this, I'd say 20 times. I might as well say it again. If you want more sales, Become more visible. It's just a simple solution. Easy for me to say, harder to do. I totally understand. Hey, folks, I do appreciate you listening in each and every single week. And those of you that are watching live on twitch.tv self-published, you mean the world to me, of course. If you could do me a huge favor, subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcast platform and leave a review. And I told you this past week, I would actually pull out some of the reviews that I've picked up. And so I want to kind of give a big shout out to those people that do that. This one comes from Apple Podcasts. The reviewer's name is Grap, G-R-A-P. And they gave me 5 stars. Now, this is a good one. I was trying to decide whether I should give Dale a 4 or 5 star whilst listening to the podcast. And he mentioned something that really hit home about saving money. So he gets a 5. Well worth listening to. Well, Grap, thank you very much. I appreciate you giving me the 5 star. If you want to hear about more about saving money, I'll tell you, you've come to the right place because I like saving money. I want you to save money too. I had somebody say in the comments one time, they're like, why are you giving all this information? Like, you know, what's in it for you? I don't know. Helping people out. This is what I like to do. I like to give back and get it to where you don't stumble over the same things I've stumbled on before. So there's really no underlying motive, honestly, you know. So if you're ever looking for a conspiracy theory, honestly, folks, this is it. I mean, it's what you see is what you get when it comes to me here on Self-Publishing with Dale. Or in this instance, since you're listening to the podcast, what you hear is what you get. So, all right, as we start to wrap things up, I hope that you really enjoyed today's broadcast. As we start to close things out, I just want to let you know that when you start to see those book sales start to drop, or they're not quite where you want them to be, one of the worst things you can do is pout about it. One of the worst things you can do is complain that nothing works, that, you know, that you've tried everything. Because I want you to know that, listen, the world doesn't owe you anything. So what you got to do is go take it. Take what you want. Make it happen. Become more visible. Get more sales. And in the meantime, easy for me to say, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will catch you in next week's podcast.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.